Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The 2024 sugar harvest season is officially underway, and it is a clear reminder of the significant role that sugar once played to the Barbados economy. King Sugar was so important to Barbadian society that the Police Information Bureau would constantly warn the public against starting cane fires. On this day, March 21, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that another such warning was issued after at least 10 fires took place across 2 days and destroyed dozens of acres of sugarcane at plantations all over the island. This was such a devastating blow to the crop that it left one planter expressing the view that the fires may have been deliberately set. In fact, he felt that some fields were purposely caught by laborers with the hope of getting more work. In those days, it was believed that if burnt canes were wet, or in the case of rain, they had to be removed from the field within 3 days. One of the largest fires occurred at Waits Field Plantation in St. John at about 1:30 in the afternoon of March 19th, when 13 acres of second crop and 8.5 acres of fourth crop red canes were burnt. They were the property of E.M. Taylor and were insured. This fire extended to Claybury, Lemon Arbor, and Ashbury plantations and to Lemon Arbor tenantry. Over at Claybury, it burnt 15.5 acres of second crop red canes and 2.5 acres of young cane plants, the property of A.L. Seeley. It burnt another few dozen acres of second, fourth, and fifth crop red canes, second crop ratoons, young cane plants, and sour grass, which was the property of the President of the Legislative Council, the Honorable J.D. Chandler. Luckily, these canes were insured. At Ashbury, it burnt 8.25 acres of second crop red canes, which were insured, and the property of W.E. Nurse. While 0.5 acre of uninsured second crop bright canes owned by Miriam Wharton and Maud Allen were burnt when it extended to Lemon Arbor tenantry. In Christchurch, several plantation operations were disrupted by fire. These included at Fairy Valley Plantation, Wharton Plantation, Ridge Plantation, at Edie Village a number of uninsured canes belonging to peasant holders, and at Fair Pilgrim Plantation, where 7 acres of first crop red canes, 33 acres of ratoons, and 8 acres of trash were burnt. There were also fires at Foursquare Plantation in St. Philip, Joe's River Plantation in St. Joseph, Grisette's Plantation in St. Michael, and at Gibbs Plantation in St. Peter. With at least 10 cane fires taking place over a couple days, and in the process destroying dozens of acres of sugarcane at plantations all across the island, the Police Information Bureau was again spurred to issue a warning to would-be arsonists through a report which appeared in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, March 21st, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.